Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success on Blog Talk Radio. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show, and I am very excited. I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Dr. Arena Lara, and she is an integrative therapist. Her practice is intuitive and is informed by 30 years of experience and training in Eastern and Western practices. She is an LGBTQ athlete, an empath, and is multilingual and multicultural. She attended UCLA for a master's degree in social welfare, where the focus was children and families, trauma work, and HIV as a chronic illness. She continued her studies and received her doctorate in clinical psychology in human development at the Graduate Center for Child Development and Psychotherapy. Her dissertation was entitled Incorporating Aspects of Yoga and Play Therapy. Thereafter, she began formal training in Eastern practices to integrate body, mind, and spirit. She is attuned in Reiki as a master teacher in the UC method. She practices experience releases incorporating imagination, breath work, and Reiki. She practices kids yoga. She is a certified breath, body, mind clinician using coherent, resonant breathing to balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Dr. Lara customizes flower essences, teaching pain and psychic relief methods using vibrational communication. In addition, she reads the heart of the Akashic Records. Currently, she finds an aliveness in facilitating the way of the sacred feminine, journey of self-international women's groups, and soon the Compassion Leadership Groups in 2021. Welcome, Dr. Lara. I'm so happy to have you as a guest on the show. How are you today?
Thank you, Robbie. I'm great and happy Thanksgiving to you. I really want to thank Diane for having introduced me to you and for you inviting me to the show. I'm so blessed.
Well, I'm honored to have you. I want to know, what is integrative therapy?
I'm so glad you asked. It's a blend of Eastern and Western practices. So it addresses the body, mind, and spirit. So it's the whole being. The person in their environment, you know, it's their physical, mental, emotional makeup, and then their social network, their surroundings. And so I take interpersonal neurobiology, which is a big word, and quantum physics, along with the 30 years of experience and my intuition, along with my clients to gently and efficiently move forward, like move ahead. It's huge.
Wow. How does the quantum physics become a part of this?
I knew about the law of attraction, right? That was out, but I read Lynn McTaggart's book. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's called The Field. It chronicles quantum physics and all the experiments of the, what is it, the zero point. Basically, you could be here. And through the law of attraction and imagination and the power of intention, then you can get yourself from here and then journey to the next level to where, you know, like you could be in Virginia and I could think of you and all of a sudden we will connect, right? And it's wanting to, you know, so it's using the power of visualization to move us forward as well.
Wow, that's amazing. How do you, tell me about your professional growth and how it is you came to become an integrative therapist.
So I know this will be a little longer. So I was born and raised in eclectic San Francisco to parents that are so different. My mom is from a small town in Mexico, practicing Catholic, certified accountant. So that world, her world, being with her is a structured and linear kind of practice, way of being. And it's more, you know, incorporating the kind of ritualistic aspects of Catholicism and markers in life, right? And then my dad is from the big city of Mexico City, El DF, as we call it. So he's more of an artistic type, ephemeral in his thinking, you know. Like he would have been an architect if he had studied, you know, it. But he uses all of that. And then in raising us in San Francisco, in this politically aware system, I have a blend of both, right? I could be the good girl and follow and open-hearted. I'm the tree hugger. I can conform to rules. And then here comes the other part. I'm the dancer. I'm more fluid, aesthetic in my learning style. And so I took all these aspects. You know, I went to school, formal training, private school, 8th to the 12th grade in high school. And then in college, then started to be introduced to more concepts. And going to UCLA, there was self-awareness to my master's program. And then my doctorate, getting much more serious, and of course, I'm not even mentioning all my work practices, I took all of that and I'm like, wait, what is really me? What are the aspects of me? And I really was able to hone down, look, my power source is spirit, is the spirituality. And if I could tap, you know, get centered, get quiet, and then use all of these skills, and my knowledge, then that's where I can be of most help, because then I'm coming from an authentic space. It's not someone else's theory. It is who I am and bringing myself forward. You know, they used to teach the blank slate in psychoanalytic thought, and like as a therapist, really serious and like try to pretend that you didn't matter, but we do matter. We influence who we are and who, what kind of clients we attract. And so let me go back to, and so how did that, so that is what helped me become an integrative therapist. I'm just not coming from the head space and the old way of training and thinking. It is a heart space and it combines the, you know, the whole being, but I integrate the heart with then the gut and the brain, the head brain knowledge. Ah. And that's your answer.
Yeah. Well, you have various modalities that you have trained in. How do you know how or when to integrate them into your work with a client?
That, luckily, it's easier because the client comes in with their what they want. And then using kind of, basically it's an interplay. You know, I know through the different modalities, I'll sense what might be most useful, offer it. Sometimes clients don't want to use energy work, and so we can't go there. But I know I can use, like the other day I introduced someone, she didn't know about the law of attraction. And I was like, wow, this is fabulous, this is beautiful. And at the end of that session, like, she came in, I can say, because I'm not mentioning any more details, she came in depressed. And by the time we finished, she was excited and later on sent me an image of the painting that she was working on all afternoon. She said, inspired by our session. So it just, I'm not sure if that answered the question, but each person.
I'm sure with the background you have, too, that you feel the client as well, so that you, it just comes out of what you need to do with them.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And when they're in alignment and they want to move forward, they and especially once they trust more, then they're more open to using the modalities. Some come in and we could be done in a month, and some just take a little longer, and that's fine, right? It's moving at their pace.
So thinking about the future of the world, do you see a role this type of approach to therapy and healing can help with what's happening in the world to make changes that we need to get ahead?
Yeah. I mean, I think you said it in that question. As we know, this, even though we're isolated right now, like literally right now during this pandemic, I mean, even if we're isolated, we're also not isolated. And here we are on the radio connecting to thousands, whether here or in a day or in a week or in a month. And this recording will be there, and this will touch someone's heart. So it's a collaboration between us and what we all are needing. We all have gifts and various energy levels that we envision life differently, but we want to move forward, right? We all want to move forward. None of us want to just die not having made an impact. We all need our light to shine, to come through. And when we're seen and accepted, right, it starts with me, and then it starts within you, per se, and it becomes a we, M-W-E, Dan Siegel quote, like uses that term, we. It's an us reality. It's no longer a disjointed world. So it'll take this integrative therapy to help us move forward using quantum physics, get out of the head and more into the heart space, because that is what will help us get ahead. I hope that made sense.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, that is great. What is an international women's leadership group?
So we literally meet with women from all over the globe, whether it's New Zealand, Sweden, France, the UK, and all over the US, and hopefully soon Mexico and South America and Asia, Asian countries, and more African countries too. We meet. It is informal, yet a formalized leadership training. It's sure we buy into it, and then it's a weekly commitment. It's not like it's a weekend or you know, once a month. It is weekly, so it helps us build prosperity consciousness. What we already have built on it. A compassionate leadership portion, loving acceptance, and self-responsibility. And we're doing this all collaboratively. So we come in every week to work on this. And so we work on these skills.
So how does that play out in an ordinary woman's life?
So this is something true to your heart. It means no matter what, one shows up. So whether we're fatigued or not, whether we just finished work or not, true example, whether one's bird was just eaten by the neighbor's cat, and then 5 minutes later you're on the call, or you're just grief-stricken by emotional pain or physical pain, you show up. Even if you're in another country, in another time zone, you show up. And so that in and of itself builds self-confidence, the awareness of where you're at and what you need to give you that, you know, to be compassionate with yourself, and then that brings trust with you through this, just the listening of others, just being seen and heard. It's pretty powerful, especially for women, doing it together.
Are they different from different professions? Are they more in the health field or...
Excellent question. Yes, from various, yeah, all over various professions. Basically, you could be a cash register, right? Most of the time, it is more professional. It doesn't actually, you know what, it's from all over, because I could say there's professional, architects, psychologists, energy workers, interior designers, executive women, you know, from coming from the corporate arena. When they're self-led, when they want to lead more of themselves and through a heart-centered space, that's you know, and self-responsibility, they say yes.
Wow, that's good.
It's exciting.
What's this international women's group you're promoting?
Thanks for asking. So the Way of Sacred Feminine has a couple of courses. There's the Journey of Self, which is the journey of personal growth, self-discovery. It's learning to express ourselves through our authentic voice. It's seeing others and ourselves basically through the eyes of others' unconditional love. Like, we're not here to change anyone. We show up, it's who we are. You're accepted at that moment, and we're responsible. We strengthen also the chakra areas, the different aspects of ourselves. For example, we'll just use the solar plexus. We're there now. Like, so it builds self-awareness, self-confidence, and then it leads up to conscious communication, you know, and then higher up to live abundantly. And then the second course, which I'm really excited that's coming, is Loving Hearts Leadership. So that one deepens, deepens our self-exploration and align with our values, your own personal values. And so then we explore the qualities of what compassionate leadership is and how do you lead from the heart. I think that's definitely a different, it's still an area that we're growing in as a society. And so we're embracing that collaboration and practicing conscious communication when there's difficult situations, right? Conflict, which is constant, right? There's different bumps in the road with yourself and others. So that's, you know. And so we actually have a taste if someone wants to come in, for example, this Saturday evening for us in California. It'll be 10 p.m. our time. But it'll be Sunday evening, 7 p.m. New Zealand, for example. Or, let me see, I think that makes it 8 a.m. in Greece and maybe 7 a.m. in the U.K., per se, just to use those time zones. So it's just, we'll come on to play with, you know, we take a topic, we do a grounding in, we take a topic, and we spend time together responding to that topic. Anyways, it'll be really exciting. I should share the link with you if I haven't already. So people can come on. We're starting to offer this once a month so people can get more used to this process. And then maybe someone will take the course.
Oh, that's nice. So what's next for you?
My deep desire is to complete this Way to Sacred Feminine with more women. And go and then train women in compassionate leadership, in the compassionate leadership module in this international women's group. And then separate from that, and maybe in simultaneously, I think it helps feed my other professional life, the other side of me, is bringing integrative therapy into acceptance as a new way of doing this work. It's not just psychotherapy. It's like healing all aspects of our body, mind, spirit. Just the way integrative medicine is being starting to be covered by health insurance in some areas. I want this. I see this being part of being covered by health insurance so that everyone can experience it. It's not just out of pocket, so that everyone, it's a win-win for everyone, both energy practitioners and the clinician, as well as the client, who will move forward more readily. So I want to be in the room when it happens. It's very exciting. I don't know how and when I'm going to start doing that, but that will come into play.
Do you have any ambitions to write a book? You know, everybody's got a book in them.
Interestingly enough, I do meditation at the high school once a week online right now. And that theater teacher introduced me to Anne Lamott's book. It's called Bird by Bird. She hooked me in because I love birds. I have birds. I didn't know what it was about, but that's about writing. So it's always been scary but it might, it is something I'm starting to think about, especially, you know, I'm excited about your book and a lot of people writing books. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. That project has not yet begun, but clearly it's begun in its own way, you know?
Well, because I know for sure that everybody's got a book in them. So it's something to think about. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
First of all, easily reach out by phone, text 323-251-6471, or go to my website, irenelara.com, which is spelled Irene, so I-R-E-N-E, and then the last name, Lara, L-A-R-A.com. On Facebook, it's Integrative Therapy by Irene Lara, LCSW on Facebook, and on Instagram, the handle is at Inner Peace is the way, or Inner Paz is the way it's kind of spelled, letter I, N as in Nancy, R as in Rebecca, P as in Paul, A, and then Z as in zebra. I combined English and Spanish, Inner Paz. Yeah.
That sounds sounds wonderful. Well, we have about 8 minutes left. What would you like to leave with our audiences?
Oh, so I have, let's all, if you have a piece of paper, take a pen and piece of paper, or if you want to just write on your phone, I'm still old school in terms of writing, and let's make a wish. Let's set an intention. Let's take a moment here and write down an intention. It could be for today. It could be for the week. It could be for these holidays. Be in basically together, if we really want to do something bigger, really see this, send peace to this virus so that it receives what it needs and it calms down, and therefore we see it disappearing and eradicating, just leaving the planet, if possible. Everything changes, right? So why not this too? So I'm going to write that down. Peace and love to this virus. Corona. And release it. So taking it and sending it with all our intentions, lots of love, sending it Reiki for those who know Reiki. You could also just say sending it Reiki. Taking a deep breath. If you really want to connect with, you know, feel yourself grounded, connect with your heart space. Beaming up and seeing this go away. It's very powerful if we all do it with the power of intention and with this constant attention, even 90 seconds of this attention. It's really seeing it go away, or really envisioning what, you know, envisioning what you also really like. More of us who envision this really just disappearing, and us healing and interacting and hugging each other and kissing and embracing and being together in a more mindful fashion of what's best for the universe. I don't always know what's best, right? It has its own genius. I didn't count that, but that's feeling really good. So I bow down. Thanks for all those who are participating. Thank you. You could do that for yourself at any moment. Any moment. And just a little invite. If you want, you know, to come on into my little group, my little pod of women, we're beginning our second cycle of 11 weeks. We normally do the journey of self in 22 weeks. So we're beginning the second part in your Part B, the 11 weeks, in a week and a half, we'll be beginning, recommencing. So please reach out to me. This is a perfect moment, perfect time. You could check out for half of the full cost, right? Because it's half of it. And if you really want to complete it and move on to compassionate leadership, then if that's for you, you'll know, and then you'll have that option. Thank you, Robbie.
We have about 4 minutes. Tell them one more time how they can reach you, and then it's been wonderful having you as a guest today, and it was great information. So give them your connection again, because we're down to 3 minutes.
Sure. And thanks, Robbie, for being so awesome with the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs. It's beautiful being a part of that, having been introduced to that during this time of lockdown. So you can reach me at 323-516-471 and go to what looks like Irene Lara, IreneLara.com, or Integrative Therapy by Irene Lara on Facebook, or on IG at INRPAZ, Inner Spas. What if it was easy? What if it was easy?
Well, thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you as a guest. And you have a fabulous day, and keep doing the great work that you're doing.
Thanks. Likewise, Robbie. Blessings to you and all. Greetings.
And I'll see you soon at one of our meetings. Bye-bye now.
Absolutely. Showing up. Bye.